Islamic totalitarianism wants to conquer France, warns populist leader ahead of EU elections. By Kurt Zindulka on June 4, 2024. Mass migration will be the death of French civilization and Islamic totalitarianism is seeking to conquer France, was the message from populist leader Jordan Bardella during the National Rally's final campaign gathering ahead of the European Parliament elections. More than 5,500 supporters of the populist right-wing National Rally, RN, flocked to the Dome of Paris Arena on Sunday as the party's president and the top candidate of the party's election list, 28-year-old firebrand Jordan Bardella. Receiving a rock star reception, Bardella cast this week's European Parliament elections in stark terms, warning that French civilization itself is at stake if the open borders agenda of Brussels and Paris is not reversed, public broadcaster France 24 reported. Our civilization can die because the migratory submersion will have changed our morals, our customs, our ways of life. In countless neighborhoods, the French no longer recognize the France that saw them grow up, he lamented. Arguing that it is imperative to preserve our way of life in the face of mass migration, Bardella said that France risks empowering foreign systems, warning that Islamic totalitarianism wishes to conquer France to impose its rules here. We are standing in the face of erasure and disintegration, the National Rally leader said. This warning was echoed by former RN presidential candidate and leader of the party in the French National Assembly, Marine Le Pen, who said on Sunday, "The issue of these elections is the disappearance of France. The nation or its dilution." The message against mass migration from Bardella has clearly struck a chord in France, with a survey last week from Ipsos for Le Monde finding that his National Rally party is on pace to secure 33% of the vote when France heads to the polls on Sunday to select the next European Parliament. This is more than double the support for Emmanuel Macron's Renaissance list, which is only projected to secure 16% of the vote. Meanwhile, fellow anti-mass migration party Reconquête is polling at around 5%, taking the total populist vote to around 4 in 10. Strikingly for the National Rally, its support has surged among younger voters, who have traditionally steered clear of the right-wing party. According to Ipsos, 34% of voters under 30 are planning on voting RN, the highest of any party. This climbs even higher for those between the ages of 22 and 25, with 38% backing the populist party. Bardella has been credited with bridging the gap with his adept social media strategy on Instagram and TikTok with a message focusing on the economic hardships faced by younger and working-class people as a result of mass migration, the green agenda, and the globalist policies of Brussels and Paris. The party has also leaned in hard on the personal charm and charisma of the 28-year-old politician, with France 24 noting that the campaign event on Sunday felt more like a concert rather than a political rally, reporting, "The presence, on Sunday in Paris, of very many young people, and particularly young girls, could lead us to believe this. As well as the Jordanian. And the I love you." Shouted at the top of their lungs and interrupting his speeches during a concert. One 18-year-old girl told the broadcaster, "It's my first meeting. I wanted to see what it was like and, above all, I wanted to see Jordan Bardella. He is someone eloquent, who knows how to speak to young people with words that we understand. And what's more, he's handsome." Young attendees also rejected the media characterization of the National Rally as far right, telling the broadcaster that the message of the party is not radical but merely just right. Picking up on the theme, Marine Le Pen declared, "I see a lot of young people in the room. I tell the youth to go and vote. If the youth votes, it's France that wins. You are the groundswell, the great current which has long traveled underground, sometimes repressed, sometimes dammed. But the dikes of political correctness are giving way one after the other." Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.